Thank you. Grace, mercy, and peace are yours from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The portion of Scripture we will consider this morning is found in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, at the beginning of the first verse. Now on the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they and certain other women with them came to the tomb, bringing the spices which they had prepared. But they found the stone rolled away from the tomb. Then they went in and did not find the body of the Lord Jesus. And it happened, as they were great perplexed about this, that behold, two men stood by them in shining garments. Then as they were afraid and bowed their face to the earth, they said to them, "Why do you seek the living among the dead? He is not here, but he is risen. Remember how he spoke to you when he was still in Galilee, saying the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of simple men and be crucified, and the third day rise again." And they remembered his words. Now may the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable. This is your word. Your word is truth. Amen. May you say. Last week, I read a Bethany student newspaper. There is a very interesting thing to me, which was a campus Q&A. The question is, what is your biggest fear? One student answered, spiders. The other student answered, snakes. Both of them is very scared. But if same question asked to me, I will answer, death. Sometimes we live without thinking about how close we might be to death. If someone died, everything is finished for him. No one can overcome death. So death is the biggest problem and the hardest problem in our life. But there is one who has overcome death. He is our Savior, Jesus. In today's text, the angel said, "He is not here, he is rising." In the early morning, a few women went to the tomb. Today's text is not mentioned about who they were. The Gospel of Mark said they were Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James, and Salome. While they went to the tomb, they worried about the closed tomb. One of them said, "Who will roll the stone away for us?" They didn't seem to remember what Jesus said. Jesus said he would die on the cross, and the third day he rise again. But they didn't remember. They went to the tomb with a fear. We also have the fear nowadays. While we live our lives, we confront many problems with fear, such as finance problems and health problems, and then our children's education, and then sometimes relation problems, etc. But we are trying to solve these problems by ourselves. We have a tendency to rely on ourselves rather than rely on God. If these women have remembered what Jesus said, they could have gone to the tomb without the fear. If we remember God's word, we can confront our problems without the fear, because we can totally depend on God. Where does fear come from? It comes from the sin. In Genesis, After Adam's fall, Adam and Eve hid behind the tree because they feared God. What is the result of sin? In Romans chapter 6, verse 23, St. Paul said, the ways of sin is death. Death comes from the sin. After Adam's fall, all human has the death from the result of sin. Death. To the unbelievers, it is the despair and the grief and the end of everything. But to the believers, the death is not grief and despair. But to the believers, is death is a starting point of a new life. Because when we die, we start a new life with our Savior in heaven. When women went to the tomb, the stone was already rolled away. They went into the tomb, but they did not find the body of Jesus. They saw the tomb was empty. What is the meaning of the empty? What is the meaning of the empty tomb? It is a delight. Because Jesus Christ arisen. After hearing angels' command, their fear was gone. Their fear changed to the delight because their loving and trust Savior, Jesus Christ, has arisen. And then they remember what Jesus said. They could return with a delight. Now we have the delight as the woman did. The empty tomb gives us delight. First, our delight is Jesus has a victory over death. The death comes from the sin. So without solving the problem of sin, we cannot solve the problem of death. But our sin is solved by the Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ died for on the cross. And he took away the punishment of our sin. And our sin is forgiven on account of the shedding of Jesus Christ, the precious blood. By Christ's resurrection, he broke the power of death by which Satan has reigned. We are free from the power of death. By Christ's resurrection, he proved himself of the Son of God, and he achieved God's plan of the salvation. We have a delight as the human did, as Jesus Christ have the victory over death. We'll have the victory over death on the last day. Our second delight is the Jesus is the first fruit of the dead. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 20 says, by now Christ is risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who have fallen asleep. Jesus Christ is the first example of the resurrection from the dead. So we will be resurrected as Jesus was. So for us, the death is not despair, and this is a grief and the end of everything, but the starting point of the new life. In Romans chapter 6 and verse 4, St. Paul said, therefore, we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. We are united with Christ, death and burial through the baptism. Through Christ's resurrection, baptism, our new life is a start. The baptism is a powerful source of our new life. We can daily crucify our flesh and arise to new life. We took off the old man and we daily put on the new man. As the woman had a delight by knowing the Jesus Christ's resurrection, we have a delight by knowing our new life with Jesus Christ. The woman went to the tomb with fear, but returned from the tomb with a delight. The empty tomb changed their fear to delight because Jesus was Christ. Jesus has risen. The empty tomb also gave us delight. First, as Jesus has the victory over death, we will have the victory over death. Second, as Jesus was the first fruit of the dead, we will resurrect. And by Christ's resurrection, we can daily rise to a new life through the baptism. Our delight comes from the Jesus Christ's resurrection. He is not here, but he is risen. Praise the resurrect Jesus Christ. Amen. Please rise for the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done as on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as you forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, the communion of the Holy Spirit, be with you all.